be noted. They were the last freshmen to enroll before the deadly attacks on New York and Washington on 9/11. A small group of protesters rallied outside the academy, protesting the speech and criticizing the Bush administration. One demonstrator carried a sign that said, "Emperor Cheney of the Dark Side." The Cheney speech came at a tumultuous time for the academy, which is under a Pentagon investigation because of complaints that evangelical Christians harassed Air Force cadets who do not share their faith. The top regulator of the nation's financial markets stepping down effective the end of this month. In a statement, Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman William Donaldson says when he took the job 2.5 years ago, public confidence was severely undermined from the corporate scandals. He says the period that followed may have been the most consequential and productive since the agency was founded in 1934. Donaldson is a former head of the New York Stock Exchange. The new president of the World Bank says the continuing combat in Iraq poses difficulties for rebuilding and developing that country. Paul Wolfowitz, former number two at the Pentagon, says the 184-nation development institution should not use its resources to strengthen security or peacekeeping forces in war-torn countries. So he says the word reconstruction implies that a war is over, but that term does not apply to Iraq. Wolfowitz made the statement as he starts his new 5-year contract as head of the World Bank today. A new survey finds most American consumers don't realize internet merchants and even traditional retailers sometimes charge different prices to different customers for the same products. The study found nearly two-thirds of adult internet users believe incorrectly that it's illegal to charge different people different prices. It's called price customization. Today is the first day of hurricane season, the latest forecast warning it could be a busy one. A team at Colorado State University says the ocean continuing to heat up, so we may have more hurricane activity in the Atlantic this season. The team is predicting there will be 15 named storms, Arlene through Ophelia, and 8 of those will become hurricanes, they think. This is Air America Radio News.
Critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be coming to this
country. What's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about? Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit LifeQuotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Air America's Morning Sedition. Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition Def Jam. We've got hip-hop maven and activist Russell Simmons, who's promoting the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. We'll ask him about the controversy it provoked, then and now. Plus, the latest installment of Morning Sedition Radio Theater. Will I make it out alive? We'll get the odds on my survival from our Beltway bookie Johnny K Street on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Good evening, Truth Seeker. It's about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This is the 31st day. This is the 31st day since the Times of London, not the Times of New York or the Times of L.A., but the Times of London reported the existence of the secret memos in the minutes, actual minutes of the meetings wherein the plans were laid out by the Bush crime family for starting a war, based on absolute, carefully constructed lies. Since that time, 1660, 1670, Americans have been killed in combat. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs or their arms, their hands, their eyes, their feet blown off. And tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, including God only knows how many children, have been murdered by the United States. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 31 on the front page of every newspaper in this country? And why is it not the lead story of every television newscast? And why aren't American media demanding the resignation of both George W. Bush and Dick Cheney? These are war criminals. Now, we have it on very good authority that next week, I believe it's next week, Bush's poodle, Tony Blair, has been summoned to Washington for a meeting. I wonder, when they have little joint press availabilities, I wonder if then a member of the crack White House press corps, or the White House press corps on crack, or however you want to say it, if some reporter in American or British media, I think the American reporters would be way too intimidated to say a damn word, but maybe a British reporter will ask about the collusion between Tony Blair and George W. Bush to invade Iraq based on lies, deceptions, and deliberate constructs that were made of nothing but wet tissue paper. And wet tissue paper and John Bolton's lies, our soon-to-be ambassador to the United Nations. Maybe then, maybe a reporter at that point, when Bush and Blair have their joint press conference or their little photo op or whatever the hell they do, maybe then some reporter will ask these two war criminals, war criminals, say it, war criminals, thank you. These two war criminals, perhaps then we'll be asked some questions. But I'm not holding my breath. Senator John Corzine of New Jersey was on Hardball last week. Brian sent this to me, and In the interview, Corzine was there with a bunch of senators. I think Shelby was there from Alabama. You know, just your usual clutch of half-witted morons. The Republicans are venal and corrupt and insidious, and the Democrats in the Senate are cowardly and nothing but me too, me too, me too with the Republicans. So they were all there for Chris Matthews to slice and dice in his inimitable way. And Matthews had Corzine up, and he said to Corzine, "Senator, do you think the people of New Jersey believe that this war in Iraq is worth fighting, given all the costs so far and the lack of weapons to justify it in the first place?" And Corzine said, "Well, I've seen the poll numbers most recently, and the people of New Jersey believe that this was not the right decision today. They actually did most of the time after the beginning of the war, but now I think they're beginning to see that there has been very little burden sharing, that it has been a very high cost on our nation in both lives and treasure. And I think they are concerned," Corzine went on, "that they were," now listen to the qualifiers, "that they were not necessarily given all the information that they thought they needed or their representatives needed, and if they were given whatever information they had, they feel like it might have been skewed to a bias, and I will tell you that it has been further confirmed by a lot of people that I talked to in my home state and around the country." By the way, is this Bush-Blair meeting in the summer of 2002, which really presaged what was actually going to take place the following March. There was a commitment to go ahead with this, and I think it fits into a pattern that we were shaping the information to meet the policy that had already been decided upon. Okay, let's divide the room. All of you who think that Senator John Corzine made a very powerful, brave statement there, please step over there to the left side of the room. No pushing. Okay, all right, fine. All right, move your chairs. Okay, good, good. Now, those of you who think that John Corzine's comments here on Chris Matthews' program was nothing more but typical Democratic Senator Weasel words, step over to the right. Hold on, oh my God, look, everybody's rushing to the right. Don't watch the chair. They're knocking chairs. They're knocking. Jesus, calm down. So you feel that strongly about it, huh? Senator Corzine, I don't know. I don't know. You know, where do I stand in the room? I don't know. It's Corzine. Okay, I pronounce it Corzine. It's Corzine. Thanks, Kathy. I mispronounce everything on this program. Wait till I open my email and see. It's Corzine. You know, I have 7,000 people from New Jersey. All right, Corzine. Oh, Jesus. Where do I stand on Corzine's comments? Okay, he gets a mark for bringing it up, for even bringing it up. Of course, I wish Senator Corzine would bring it up on the floor of the Senate. Bah! What am I talking about? Today, Bush and South African President Mbeki got together in the White House. Mbeki is here to discuss, according to the press release, bilateral relations. Now, I want to get with South Africa, right? With South Africa. When Dick Cheney was a congressman from where? Where was he from, Kathy? Wyoming? When he was a congressman, he was one of the few members of Congress to vote against freeing Nelson Mandela. Now, the U.S. Congress has nothing to do with freeing Nelson Mandela, obviously, but a resolution by the U.S. Congress calling on the government of Mr. Botha back during the bad old days of apartheid to free Nelson Mandela. And Wyoming voted no. So here is the president now of South Africa, Mbeki, who succeeded to the presidency, has to sit and do what? Eat dinner with Cheney? Oh my God. Anyway, they're at their photo op. And somebody asked Too Stupid to Chew a Pretzel, "Mr. President, first for you, what are your thoughts about the fact that Deep Throat has been outed? Mr. President, is he a hero in your mind?" Is he?
He was It's all for me to judge. I'm learning more about the situation. All I can tell you is that It was a revelation that caught me by surprise, and I thought it was very interesting. I'm looking forward to reading about it, reading about his relationship with the news media. It's a brand new story. And for a lot of us who've been wondering a long time who he was.
Oh, my God, it's a brand new story if you're under the age of 20. What does he say? It's hard for me to judge. I'm learning more about the situation. All I can tell you is it caught me by surprise. I'm looking forward to reading about her, reading about his relationship. But you don't read, half-wit. You've said many times. You never read the news. You never listen. You have your staff do it for you. Oh, by the way, too stupid. They made a movie about his relationship with the news media 20 years ago. And there's been, I don't know, 40, 50, 100 books on that exact subject. It's a brand new story for a lot of us who have been wondering a long time who it was. Please, can we do a break here real quick? For what you believe in. Speak up. Tell somebody nothing.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today, free. Offer extended to June 30th. Full details at Match.com.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Planet check.
Pesticide tests on humans, the House of Representatives says no way to EPA.
EPA's justification for this study was to measure the amount of pesticide the babies would absorb when the pesticide was sprayed directly in their room.
That's Jeff Rook, Executive Director of PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility.
Stephen Johnson, who was really the sponsor of the study, was nominated to be the full-time administrator for EPA. Senator Barbara Boxer sat on the committee. She brought out all the materials about the study.
Boxer asked Johnson questions like, would you have your granddaughter be submitted to part of the study?
He didn't give very convincing answers, and after she made it clear that she was going to hold up his confirmation based upon his lack of justification for this, they finally reluctantly canceled the study.
Activists plan to make sure senators include the ban as part of the final EPA budget bill. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind.com.
With a Workers Independent News Report, I'm Jesse Russell. It pays to be the boss. A recent study from Mercer Human Resource Consulting found that 2004 saw the biggest jump in CEO pay in 10 years. While the median salary and bonus for the head honcho jumped by 14.5% to $2.5 million, white-collar workers saw the smallest wage increase in a decade, only 2.5%. Real wages have been consistently trailing inflation, which saw an increase of 3.3% last quarter. That's a hefty blow when rising health care costs and the gutting of pensions are factored in. For more news important to workers and working families, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, I'm Randy Weingarten, president of the United Federation of Teachers. We roll up our sleeves every day to give New York City public school children the education they need to succeed in life. But we have been without a contract for 2 years and earn 15% less than teachers in the suburbs. Please urge the mayor to give us the fair contract we deserve.
I glance at the headlines just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. Best way to get the news is from objective sources. And the most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
Oh, my God. So there he sits with Mbeki, the president of South Africa, and somebody asked him about the and I'm so sick of this story also. Now. I got sick of it 30 years ago, you know, the whole Whitewater thing. Okay, bottom line, Nixon was a criminal. I'm sorry, Watergate. Nixon was a criminal and a crook and played his role in mass murder like so many Republicans do. Everybody together now. And his staff was just an outrageous collection of cockroaches from the Attorney General. Does this sound familiar? All the way through his advisors, his secretaries, his staff people. They were anti-black. They were anti-Semitic. They were anti-Catholic. They were anti-woman. They were anti-everything. He had utter contempt for people who believed in peace. This guy who was brought up by a Quaker mother, she's probably spinning in Quaker hell or heaven, wherever she went to, knowing that her son was responsible for how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of deaths. Why is it that Republicans always bring so much blood slopping up to the shores of this country? I don't know. But I'm so sick of the Watergate story. I'm so sick of seeing these ex-cons who were sent to prison, the ones who are still alive, or the ones who escaped, like Pat Buchanan and the rest of these thugs, talking about how Mark Felt, Deep Throat, was breaking the law. Here comes a bad word. These sons of bitches have the nerve to say that Mark Felt broke the law by going to the newspaper. He couldn't go to the FBI. It was run by Patrick Gray, who is nothing more than a goldfish for the Bush, Nixon crime family. Oh, my God, I'm going to scream and rip my hair out in huge bloody chunks here in a minute. But here sits George Bush today with the president of South Africa saying, all I can tell you is it was a revelation, caught me by surprise. I'm looking forward to reading about his relationship with the news media. It's a brand new story for a lot of us. Those of us who did cocaine all through the 70s and who was a drunk all through the 80s, yeah, it's a brand new story. What are you talking about? Watergate, what's that? Oh, God, that's good stuff, man. Here, lay out another line for me, will you? You know, someday I'm going to be president. Oh, Jesus, that burns. Here, let me put some on my gums.
Well, man, I can't talk. Wow, that's pretty good stuff. Well, hold on just a minute. Damn. Okay.
Woo! That's some of that Peruvian flake, isn't it? Man, wait till Jeb hears about this! Watergate? I don't know anything about Watergate. Wait a minute. Is that an apartment? You know, I think one of my dealers lived there. Damn, it's all coming back. No, I don't want it to come back. Never mind. How can the President of the United States... Oh, never mind. Screw it. Let me move on. The reason I'm upset about... what's his name? Tony Blair. you know, he and Bush are going to be here together. I think it's next week. And maybe some reporter will ask about the memos and the meetings and the plots and the subplots and the lies and the death and the destruction and the dishonor these two men have brought to their respective countries, but I doubt it. The reason it upsets me is because recently I saw, once again, a two-year-old movie. It came out around Christmas 2003. Did you all ever see Love, Actually? Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson, who else is it? Billy Bob Thornton, Alan Rickman. God, I love Alan Rickman. Emma Thompson, who else? Laura Linney. Just a stirring class. Probably the best group of British cinema actors going right now. There's some good Americans too, yeah. But I mean, just the creme de la creme of the British screen in that movie, a British comedy. If you can watch Love Actually and not cry, you're dead. You're absolutely just, you're not alive. It's mostly happy. You know, happy tears. How long has it been since you've been to a movie? Is it there? I just love this movie. Huh? Remember when you used to do that? We were watching it over, was it Memorial Day weekend, Kathy? We were watching it, you know, we're laying up in bed watching it, you know. And we got the big box of Kleenex, you know, and you just have to stop eating the popcorn because your throat starts to tighten up. It's like, I just want to go hang out with them in the movie. You know, where that wall just totally breaks down. You don't know what's reality and what's the movie. I love this movie, Love Actually. Okay, here's the point. Hugh Grant plays kind of a Tony Blair character. And, of course, Billy Bob Thornton plays kind of a George Bush, Bill Clinton character. And the Tony Blair character more or less tells the Bush-Clinton character to go pound sand. And it's a great moment. It's a great moment in the film. I love the film. If you haven't seen it, Love, actually, you got to get it. So, in my head now, Hugh Grant is Tony Blair. And I can't get it out of my head. And I think to myself about the movie, and I wish I just hate it. Now it's screwed up forever. Oh, damn. All right, let me get a tissue. Wouldn't believe it, but if this were a movie, I could get up and leave it. Yeah, if this were a movie, I could get up and leave it.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The hysteria has died down over Newsweek's flawed story saying military interrogators flushed a copy of the Quran down a toilet. So let's take a deep breath and look at the big picture. A pattern of prisoner abuse by the American military that is neither humane nor effective at yielding useful intelligence. Bush and company would like us to blame Newsweek and forget the big picture. But new stories about detainee abuse just keep surfacing. This week, MotherJones.com interviews Eric Saar, a former military translator who worked at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Saar gives a chilling first-person account of what happens on the inside. Dehumanizing treatment, inept management, even a PowerPoint presentation instructing translators to ignore the Geneva Conventions. His final verdict? Quote, not humane and not effective, unquote. That's a real cause for hatred on the Muslim street. To read the full interview, go to MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
So, it begins again.
Hi, friends. On June 6th, the Al Franken Show will return to Sundance Channel every weeknight at 11:30 p.m. Once again, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Am I really as young as I sound? Does Catherine really wear an eye patch? Tune in on June 6th at 11:30 and every weeknight for the rest of your life and find out. You'll also hear and see the most stimulating and amusing interviews, commentary, and comedy in today's crap-packed media universe. Get the facts, get the analysis, get the truth. Starting June 6th, weeknights at 11:30 p.m. only on Sundance Channel. For listings, log on to sundancechannel.com.
Wanted. Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film dialogue editor. Music recorder. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced Digital Audio Training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Mark Felt's family wanted to reveal that he was deep throat before he died because they wanted him to have a chance to be recognized as a hero for standing up for the independence of the FBI, for blowing the whistle on a corrupt White House, and for giving us the best lesson we've ever had about the importance of protecting confidential sources. So far, the conservatives have called him a traitor, a hypocrite, a snake, and worse. The deep throat unveiling is shining a bright light on the chasm between the right wing and mainstream America. We watch it unfold on Thursday's Rachel Maddow Show, here on Air America Radio.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
They may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
We could just get back and listen to the soundtrack. Right? Yeah.
Now, let's get deep into some more hate.
I was just at Democratic Underground looking at the thread that folks start there for the Malloy program every night. And Apparently, the Post says the moral relativists, that would be the right-wingers and the people who do 99.9% of talk radio in this country, you know, the thugs, the bastards, the liars, the cheats, the sneaks, the murderers by proxy, are now comparing Mr. Felt with Linda Tripp. Can you believe these bastards? I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. They're going to tie it to Clinton. Jesus, this was 30 some years ago. Nixon was out there bombing, you know, doing more damage than Bush has done so far, murdering all sorts of people, killing and slaughtering, and we had a Justice Department that was in the toilet, and liars and cheats, and these punks and thugs in modern-day America are comparing that to Linda Tripp and Bill Clinton's thingy with his girlfriend. You people, let me say something here. Stand back away from your radios, all you truth seekers. This is addressed to the Bush supporters and the Limbaugh listeners. You people are scum. You are just filthy. You are the stuff that gets on the bottom of my shoes when I walk down 34th Street in Midtown Manhattan. You just make me sick. Now, you all have heard the story, I'm sure, of this guy, Arar, and I'm sorry, I'm just drawing a blank on his first name, the Canadian citizen who was stopped as he tried to... He was born in Syria. He was an engineer. He lived in Canada, in Ottawa. And in 2002, he was coming back into the United States, connecting flight, I believe, on a, returning from a vacation in Tunisia. And he was picked up by these psychopaths in the Bush crime family. And he was deported to Syria, where he was jailed for nearly a year and was tortured. You see, the Bush crime family will work with Syria when they want someone tortured, just like we will work with Mubarak in Egypt when we want somebody tortured. We will work with the Saudis when we want somebody tortured. We will work with the Indonesians when we want someone tortured. We will work with Singapore when we want someone tortured. We will work. You see how this works? You see how this works? Of course you do. Of course you do. So Arar was finally released. Went back, got back to Canada. And it's been a cause celeb since he's been back there. As a matter of fact, there was an inquiry that is, I believe, is in process right now, even as we speak, to find out what happened, why a Canadian citizen was treated like this and sent to a third country to be tortured. What the hell happened? All right. A senator from the Liberal Party in Canada, Pierre Debonnet, told the inquiry today. Hello? Told the inquiry today that he was approached by Americans who were willing, when they had Mr. Arar in custody back in 2002, they were willing to turn him over to the Canadians without sending him to Syria or anything. Just here, take him. But the Americans had some conditions. Senator Debonnet testified, the Americans said to the Canadians, "We are ready to give you back Mr. Arar on the condition that you bring him back to Canada, you incarcerate him, you make charges against him." And the Canadian authorities said, "No! The Canadian Charter of Freedoms, which is like the U.S. Bill of Rights, does not allow us to do what you're asking. We don't have grounds to do this to this man." So what happened? The Bush Nazis, at that point, when they couldn't coerce the Canadian government into breaking the law the way the Bush Nazis are breaking the law, they sent him to Syria, where he was tortured. Now, what is this guy, Arar? He is like you and me. He is just a nobody, except to his family, his friends, his God, his lovers, his family. You know, a nobody. But to the Bush crime family, to the Bush Nazis, this guy became somebody that they could do this to. It's called rendition. We call that practice rendition. Or as Bush would probably say to reporters, we call it remission. That means when you... Jesus Christ. It's astonishing. Do you realize... You do, don't you, Truth Seeker? And I don't care if you're left or right. You do understand, don't you, the sort of cabal that's running this country. You do understand that, right? That will lie us into a war, that will demand of other governments to violate their equivalent to our Bill of Rights in order to justify the detention or arrest of somebody who should not have been detained or arrested. And the Canadians in this case said, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. We have laws in this country, you psychopathic Nazis. We can't do it. It's called the Charter of Freedoms up here. It's like your Bill of Rights that you people are urinating all over. And we're not going to do it. So as a result of that refusal on the part of the Canadians to violate the law, as per the request of the Bush crime family, Mr. Arar was sent to Syria, where he was tortured. This is who we are now, okay? Get used to it. This is who we are. Of course, Rummy says we don't have gulags and we don't do this, and we're very transparent. Huh? This is who we are. This is who we are. This is the United States of America. Whether you like it or not, Truth Seeker, and again, I don't care if you're gay, straight, Jew, Gentile, Democrat, Republican, left, right, man, woman, it doesn't matter. This is your country now. This is what we do. This is what we do. How does it make you feel? It makes me so ashamed. It just makes me want to hang my head in shame. Jesus. A couple of weeks ago, back on May 15th, Sunday, in the New York, Washington Post, while we were focused on something else. I don't know what the hell we were focused on 2 weeks ago. I have no idea. But we were focused on something. Article. The B section of the Washington Post, page one. And it talks about something called the Interim Global Strike Alert Order. And what this was back in the summer of 2004, Rumsfeld approved this top-secret thing called Interim Global Strike Alert Order. That directs the United States military to assume and maintain readiness to attack hostile countries that are developing weapons of mass destruction, specifically Iran and Korea, North Korea. Okay? Now, not countries who have acted aggressively toward the United States, but they're developing weapons of mass nuclear weapons. Then Rumsfeld issued what is called Interim Global Strike Alert Order that directs the military to maintain readiness to attack them. Global strike, that's what it's called. Interim Global Strike Alert Order. Global strike, in shorthand, includes a nuclear option. Let me say that again. Rumsfeld has ordered that the U.S. military be on alert and ready to use nuclear weapons as a first strike attack without provocation on a country that may be developing nuclear components to build nuclear weapons or not. It is up to Rumsfeld and Cheney and Wolfowitz and the rest of the American Nazis. Do you understand this? Global strike includes a nuclear option. Now, this runs totally counter, of course, to what we have told the world for the past half century, that the only use for nuclear weapons by the United States or anybody should be defensive, ever. And even then, no. They're just there. The threat of using them. It's called MAD, Mutual Assured Destruction. And other than the 8-9 million people who were killed in proxy wars during the Cold War, from 1945 until 1989, the United States and the Soviet Union never had a hot confrontation. Of course, like I said, 8 or 9 million people died in the proxy wars in Africa, Central America, Southeast Asia, Central Asia, Middle East. So, that option is now on the table. Nuclear weapons. These murderers are going to lead us into it. Do you understand that? Now, according to the Post, global strike has become one of the core missions for the Omaha-based Strategic Command. Now, it used to be called the Strategic Air Command, if I'm not mistaken, way back in the day. Strategic Command, or it's now called STRATCOM. STRATCOM, it used to be STRATCOM only oversaw the nation's nuclear forces. Now it has responsibility for overseeing a global strike plan that has both conventional and nuclear options. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Huh? Now, why didn't we talk about this 2 weeks ago? This came out. It was in the Washington Post. There's a little bit more here. And I want to share it with you when we come back. All right? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Now he wishes that it all did. Best statement you. And when he sees his reflection, he's fucking yours. Yeah, he's a part of the fair play.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life? Improve sexual performance and pleasure? Slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would, but how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia, and stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is BP Manager, the natural way to support healthy blood pressure. This clinically studied formula helps support heart and circulatory health. A two-month supply of BP Manager normally retails for $59.50, but TH Vitamins' low price is only $28.84 with TH Vitamins' discount and a $10 coupon saving you over $30. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
The Mike Malloy Show. Because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
About 10 before the hour. So here we have it. Global strike, which is interim global strike alert order, which has been handed off to STRATCOM, the Omaha, Nebraska-based strategic command, now has a nuclear option, which means very simply that not at the say-so of the United States Congress, or the House, or the Senate, not at the say-so of the United Nations, not at the say-so of we the people, but at the say-so of these murderous Nazis who are now running the United States, a little group of maybe 8 or 9 of them, a decision can be made to use nuclear weapons to attack, without direct provocation, another country. And there's one thing about having the authority to do that. They only grant themselves authority to do that if they're going to do it. I mean, it's no fun to have that authority. See, we're outside the parameters now of the so-called Cold War. We're the only bear gorilla left stalking the planet. Oh, I know Russia still has lots of nukes, but we still have them sufficiently targeted that Putin understands very clearly that if the United States wants to throw a couple of nukes at Iran or North Korea, that Putin better sit there and be very quiet. And if he starts to pee his pants, do it quietly, because if he feels a little froggy, Rumsfeld and Cheney will jump, and that'll be the end of Putin. Okay? So here we are. STRATCOM now has responsibility for overseeing a global strike plan with both conventional and nuclear options. That's called a full-spectrum global strike option. And it was described in a January 2003 classified directive describing it as, quote, a capability to deliver rapid, extended-range, precision, kinetic, and non-kinetic effects in support of theater and national objectives. That means nuclear and conventional war. Now, it's called CON Plan 8022, and it's different from other war plans. It anticipates two different scenarios here. The first is a response to a specific or imminent nuclear threat, say in North Korea. Now, the nuclear threat will be like the threat from, remember the threat from Iraq. They could go nuclear in 15 minutes. Remember that. This is why I'm bringing this up. These sons of bitches are they will lie, cheat, and steal in order to cause more death and destruction. So, if they create a threat in North Korea, a quick reaction, very highly choreographed strike would combine pinpoint bombing, nuclear weapons, electronic warfare, cyber attacks to disable even the possibility of a North Korean response. Now, if somebody comes by your house and decides you're going to come in and kill your husband and boil your children, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to grab your weapon and you're going to defend your house, aren't you? Huh? Because you're a tough broad. Now, supposing they come by while you're all asleep and they want to kill your husband and boil your children. And what they do is first burn your house down. What are you going to do then, ma'am? This is the plan. The second scenario involves a more generic attack on so-called adversaries' weapons of mass destruction infrastructure. Assume, for argument's sake, that Iran announces that it's going to build a nuclear weapon. Crash program, going to build a nuclear weapon. Here comes CON Plan 8022, nuclear weapons. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know where physicians not Physicians for Social Responsibility. What's the group that has the doomsday clock? You know, the how many minutes to midnight? What is that group? Oh my God! I wonder where they have the clock set now. Now that was in the Washington Post on the 15th. Last week in Haaretz, in Israel. Headline of the article, the U.S. removes the nuclear brakes. It says, under the cloak of secrecy imparted by use of military code names, the American administration has been taking a big and dangerous step that will lead to the transformation of the nuclear bomb into a legitimate weapon for waging war. Now, that's how Haaretz reports it. Don't you think the Washington Post should have reported it the same way? Huh? Ever since the terror attack, it says here, of September 11th, the Bush administration has actually gradually done away with all the nuclear breaks that characterized American policy during the Cold War. No longer are nuclear bombs considered the weapon of last resort. No longer is the nuclear bomb the ultimate means of deterrence against nuclear powers, which the United States would never be the first to employ. And listen to this. This is from our ally Israel, from the newspaper Haaretz. Listen, in the era of a single ruthless superpower whose leadership intends to shape the world according to its own forceful worldview, nuclear weapons have become an attractive instrument for waging war, even against enemies that do not possess nuclear arms. This is who we are, Truth Seeker. How does it feel?
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
After 33 years, one of the biggest secrets in a town that can't keep a secret was revealed. Mark Felt, second in command at the FBI during the early 70s, was Deep Throat. We're now learning why Felt blew the whistle. After FBI Director Hoover's death, the White House appointed a Nixon loyalist, Patrick Gray, in an effort to stop any real investigation into the Watergate burglary and cover-up. When the FBI started to get close to breaking the case, Nixon asked the deputy director of the CIA to lean on Gray. Gray, who acquiesced, then leaned on Mark Felt. Let's see, the White House commits a crime. The White House tries to cover it up by appointing loyalists to the intelligence agencies who lean on their underlings to change their story. Does this remind you of any recent news stories? Missing WMDs, perhaps? John Bolton? Abu Ghraib? For one thing, Watergate was a third-rate break-in. The systemic torture of Islamic prisoners is a crime against humanity. Nixon was caught and forced to resign. Don't hold your breath this time around. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit-forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Oh.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Rumsfeld admits detainee abuse. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today defended military handling of detained terror suspects, but he admitted some have been mistreated, quote, sometimes grievously. At a Pentagon news conference, Rumsfeld criticized Amnesty International, the human rights group, for calling the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the gulag of our time. The group urged the U.S. to close the prison, where over 500 men are still being held on suspicion of links to the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. Some have been there for more than 3 years with no charges. The hunt for Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is continuing. Pentagon officials say they are bringing increasing pressure to bear on that terror network. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Richard Meyer says while Zarqawi would be a big get for American troops, it's important to step back and expand the picture. Meyer says hundreds of Zarqawi lieutenants have been rounded up, and he says it's important to remember Al-Qaeda in Iraq is not just a single man. Activists upset by continuing violence in Iraq are planning demonstrations in the fall in Washington, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, urging the Bush administration to bring U.S. troops home. The Bush administration has refused to set a timetable for withdrawing U.S. troops. Bush declined to do that yesterday. Dick Cheney, though, predicted last weekend fighting in Iraq would end before the Bush administration leaves office in 2009. The man that George Bush picked to restore confidence in the stock market stepping down, Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman William Donaldson resigning at the end of the month, is a former head of the New York Stock Exchange. George Bush said today he was caught by surprise by the revelation about the true identity of Deep Throat from Watergate. Mark Felt, the number two official at the FBI during Watergate, admitted that he was the Deep Throat source. Former Nixon White House counsel Charles Colson, who went to jail over Watergate, is critical of Felt, though. He says, if you can't trust the top people in the FBI to keep secrets, it's a very dangerous situation. Dutch voters rejected the European Constitution just a couple of days after French voters did the same, so it could be a fatal blow for that charter. The Dutch Prime Minister says it's a clear result. The people have spoken. He says he's disappointed. The vote, 63% to 37% against, although the Dutch Parliament could still approve the Constitution, it's unlikely it will do so. High gas prices taking a toll on General Motors and Ford, the two biggest automakers. Sales fell again in May. Customers continue to turn away from SUVs and trucks in favor of cars. GM's car sales fell 1.5%. At Ford, new vehicle demand fell for the 12th straight month. Sales slipped nearly 3% in May at Ford. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
All your critical information is on your Office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is Internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Thanks to everybody who emailed in. Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. And as one of the folks emailed me reminded me, it was founded in Cambridge, Mass. By a group including Albert Einstein. But thanks to everybody who sent that in. Shelby and the folks. Appreciate it. Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, and you can find it online. You can find the Doomsday Clock online. There's also the Union of Concerned Scientists. Now, I don't know if the two are connected. I'm just drawing absolute blanks here tonight, but anyway, you can check it all out. Okay. Now, I've got a couple of requests from listeners about the articles from the Washington Post and Haaretz that I just shared with you about this nuclear option. And I don't have time to email you individually the links. So Kathy is once again posting the links to stories that we use on this program at my website when the program is over. And all you have to do is go to MikeMalloy.com and on the main page where it says Recent Show Topics. And I think you can find those two right now. Can they find them there right now? Okay, they're there right now. So rather than my trying to send you a hyperlink or links to these stories, which I just don't have time to do, go to MikeMalloy.com and look on Recent Show Topics, and they should be there. Okay? Okay. You remember Laura Pickles Bush made a recent trip to Afghanistan, which we parodied, or Kathy parodied on this program. It was an outrageous example of the condescension evidenced by this administration, the hubris of this administration, the patronization of this administration to the women of Afghanistan. It was just an unbelievable, unfathomable a trip. The reason for it is beyond belief, because women in Afghanistan are suffering more now, almost, than they were under the Taliban. The Associated Press reported day before yesterday about Afghan women in constant risk now of abduction, rape, forced marriage, and the government of the Unocal oil executive or oil consultant Hamid Karzai is doing nothing to address this situation. This is according to Amnesty International. This is a report that was issued Monday, on Memorial Day. That was appropriate. Part of that report had to do with the fact that the United States has become a renegade nation led by criminals who should be arrested and tried for war crimes. Another part of the report talks about the situation in Afghanistan. It's been 3 years since the Bush crime family invaded that country and threw the Taliban out because the Taliban said no to their pipeline. The pipeline that Unocal wanted to build across Afghanistan into Pakistan and then the Indian Ocean so they can extract the oil and gas in the Caspian Sea area, the Central Asian area, all the stands up there that are run by cannibalistic dictators that the Bush crime family feels very comfortable with. And the Taliban said, no, get out of town. And the Bush crime family said, okay, we're going to bomb you and kill you and take over your country. And they did. No, no, had nothing to do with the madrasas or nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden, just like Zakawi, is our Goldstein. That's all. A spokeswoman for the Afghan Women's Affairs Ministry. Now, that's the difference. See, under Taliban, there wouldn't have been such a thing. But a spokesman for that ministry, Nouria Haghnagar, acknowledged that abuse was still rife and said, quote, in some remote areas, men deal with women like animals, end quote. Amnesty said throughout the country, few women are exempt from violence or safe from the threat of it. Women are traded like commodities to settle debts and disputes. Some women commit suicide to escape being forced into unwanted marriages. The report went on to say In Afghanistan, women and girls continue to suffer abuse at the hands of their husbands, their fathers, their brothers, armed individuals. Societal codes invoked in the name of tradition and religion, you know, Allah, are used as justification for denying women the ability to enjoy their fundamental rights. Now, this is what the Christian Reconstruction Movement, the Dominionists, want to do in this country. Same thing. The Taliban is the doppelganger of the Dominionists. They're all the same, just different religion. They're all the same. Perceived violations of these religious codes by women in Afghanistan, according to Amnesty, has led to the imprisonment and killing of women. Some authorities treat women who run away to escape these situations as criminals and throw them into jail. In Herat province, women are burning themselves to death to escape abuse. How about that? But freedom's on the march! Wasn't it just the other day on Larry King Live when Dick Cheney said, we freed 50 million people in Afghanistan and Iraq. Remember that? These sick degenerates. I can't stand this. Can you? Can you stand this, Truth Seeker? Can you handle this? Do you have the capacity to handle this? I guess we both do, or we wouldn't be here. Now, I want to play for you one more time what Bush said the other day about the Amnesty report. This was when he was at his news conference. Now, here's the setup. One of the crack White House reporters said, Mr. President, Amnesty International said you have established a new gulag of prisons around the world beyond the reach of law and decency. I'd like your reaction to that, sir, and also your assessment of how it came to this. That this is a view not just held by extremists and anti-Americans, but by groups that have allied themselves with the United States government in the past. And what the strategic impact is, that in many places of the world, the United States these days, under your leadership, is no longer seen as the good guy.
Yeah. I'm aware the Amnesty International report is, and it's absurd. It's an absurd allegation. The United States is a country that is promotes freedom around the world.
Listen to this.
When there's accusations made about...
About what?
Certain actions by our people, they're fully investigated in a transparent way.
Transparent.
It's just an absurd allegation. In terms of, the detainees, we've had... thousands of people detained.
Uh-huh.
We've investigated every single complaint against the detainees.
Against the detainees.
It seemed like to me they based some of their decisions on the word of and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained in some instances to disassemble. That means not tell the truth. So it was an absurd report.
Yeah, by people who are, you know, some of these allegations were made by people held in detention. You know, you can't trust those bastards, right? I mean, once we capture them, they're guilty. It's just a matter of waiting to the opportune moment, and then we will kill them. That's all. Well, was there you have a problem with that? Well, is Bush right? Reed Brody is the special counsel with Human Rights Watch, which recently released a report titled Getting Away with Torture, Command Responsibility for the U.S. Abuse of Detainees. And Reed Brody said yesterday afternoon, after Bush made these half-witted, asinine statements, Brody said, quote, "There is nothing transparent in the U.S.'s handling of prisoners. Some are held in offshore prisons like Guantanamo, which are off-limits to human rights groups, and some have disappeared into secret locations, while yet others are sent to dungeons in Syria and Egypt to be interrogated and tortured. 13 months after the Abu Ghraib photos, there still has not been one independent investigation into the widespread allegations of detainee abuse." Marjorie Cohn is a professor at Thomas Jefferson School of Law and executive vice president of the National Lawyers Guild. You can read her stuff at, I believe, truthout.org. She said, quote, "The U.S. government insists on keeping many photographs and results of some investigations secret. The reports of torture of prisoners in U.S. custody have become the symbol of U.S. hypocrisy worldwide, and no high-level officials have been investigated for their role in setting the policies that led to torture." And as the head of Amnesty International said, if the U.S. continues to shirk its responsibility, other countries should prosecute senior U.S. officials for violation of the Torture Convention. And she cited Britain's arrest of former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. That's where we have gotten to, Truth Seeker.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Are you a Democrat? Are you single? Do you have $398 in your pocket? Then you owe it to yourself to join us at DemocraticMatch.com. DemocraticMatch.com has all the features of the conventional dating sites, but unlike the others, you'll never have to worry about being contacted by right-wingers. If you've ever felt uncomfortable about joining an online dating service, rest assured that DemocraticMatch.com boasts the most intelligent, compassionate membership of any single site on the internet. DemocraticMatch.com is just $398 a month. That's 5 to 10 times less than the other dating sites you've heard about. And unlike those sites, we give half of our profits to environmental groups fighting to save our only planet. If you've had difficulty finding forward-thinking individuals for friendship and dating, DemocraticMatch.com is the answer you've been waiting for. Don't hold the crossfire show in your love life. Join DemocraticMatch.com today. That's DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
Planet check.
Pesticide tests on humans, the House of Representatives says no way to EPA.
EPA's justification for this study was to measure the amount of pesticide the babies would absorb when the pesticide was sprayed directly in their room.
That's Jeff Rook, Executive Director of PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility.
Stephen Johnson, who was really the sponsor of the study, was nominated to be the full-time administrator for EPA. Senator Barbara Boxer sat on the committee. She brought out all the materials about the study.
boxer asked Johnson questions like, would you have your granddaughter be submitted to part of this study?
He didn't give very convincing answers, and after she made it clear that she was going to hold up his confirmation based upon his lack of justification for this, they finally reluctantly canceled the study.
Activists plan to make sure senators include the ban as part of the final EPA budget bill. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind.com.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Newspaper Guild workers in Youngstown, Ohio are continuing a six-month-old strike against a Vindicator newspaper over wages, health care costs, overtime, and use of company vehicles for newspaper carriers. Deborah Shawless is a vice president of the Youngstown Newspaper Guild, CWA.
We will meet. We've been called together by the federal mediator. It will be the first time since March 23rd that we'll have any sort of negotiation.
Shawless says she dreams of a dramatic headline announcing the end of the strike.
That's my dream headline on the front page of our final edition, Vindicated.
For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, I'm Randy Weingarten, president of the United Federation of Teachers. We roll up our sleeves every day to give New York City public school children the education they need to succeed in life. But we have been without a contract for 2 years and earn 15% less than teachers in the suburbs. Please urge the mayor to give us the fair contract we deserve.
You're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. It is pointless, of course, for me to sit here and point out more of the lies and deception, the murderous lies, and the possibly civilization-ending decisions that this thug in the White House makes and talks about. You know, his statements about Amnesty report being absurd is just beyond it should be beyond commenting on a talk radio program. It should be commented on the editorial pages of every respectable newspaper in this country. Of course, they should be screaming for his resignation or his impeachment. It should be the lead story on every newscast right after the Downing Street memo report, which I understand Fox News on their website has reported about. Isn't that interesting? But we don't have a responsible investigative, a cadre of investigative journalists in this country. When we do get them, people like Seymour Hersh, he is removed from the New York Times and sent to write for a magazine. Greg Palast is removed from his position as a premier a writer and sent to a different country. The list just goes on and on. Bernstein is denied a place at the Washington Post or the New York Times as a second choice. Bob Woodward winds up writing books. Michael Ratner is the president of the Center for Constitutional Rights. He's also co-author of the book Guantanamo, What the World Should Know. He said, regarding Bush's comments and Cheney's subsequent comments on Larry King, quote, Rumsfeld approved a series of interrogation techniques that amount to torture. The FBI has documented the use of grabbing people's genitals, smearing menstrual blood in an effort to violate detainees' religious beliefs. The U.S. government is not holding people accountable. In our effort to bring these violators of international human rights to justice, the Center for Constitutional Rights is suing Rumsfeld for torture in Guantanamo, and we are using the Pinochet principle, the idea that leaders at the highest level of government are responsible for their crimes and should be brought to justice wherever they are. By pursuing criminal charges against Rumsfeld, Alberto Gonzalez, and General Ricardo Sanchez in Germany. Yeah, it won't happen here. Why do you think, here it comes, why do you think that the federal judiciary has been stacked with right-wing proto-Nazis since Reagan? What do you think the point was? And including the Clinton years. What do you think the point was? The point was to make leaders of the United States, these far-right psychopaths, totally immune from any sort of accountability. There is no news media to report on these bastards. There is no law enforcement to bring them to heel, and there's no judiciary to lock them up. And there's no international community strong enough, with the exception of Russia and possibly China, to whip our ass. And in order to whip our ass, they have to annihilate their own. And we're back to mutual assured destruction. Remember what it was like when the Berlin Wall came down? Remember what it was like when Gorbachev and the Polish Pope and Lech Wałęsa and the war in Afghanistan that the Russians fought all worked together and dismantled the Soviet Union? Remember all the time? Oh my God! We're alive! Who was it? Francis Fukuyama, who wrote about the end of history? It's over! Oh! Since 1945! It's over! We're free! And look what's replaced it. American Nazis. American fascists. War criminals. Say it. Come on, say it. War criminals. These people, Bush, Cheney, Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, they are war criminals. Can you say it? Go ahead. War criminals. That's what they are. Goebbels, Himmler, Hitler, war criminals. Bush, Cheney, Wolfowitz, war criminals. It's easy. You can do it. Matt Rothschild, editor of Progressive Magazine, recently wrote the article Stripping Rumsfeld and Bush of Immunity. Rothschild said, quote, the Bush administration's legal troubles don't end with Sanchez or Gonzalez. They go right to the top, to Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld and President Bush himself. Both Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International USA say there is prima facie evidence against Rumsfeld for war crimes and torture. And Amnesty says there is also prima facie evidence against Bush for war crimes and torture. Rothschild added, Amnesty International USA has even taken the extraordinary step of calling on officials in other countries to apprehend Bush and Rumsfeld and other high-ranking members of the administration who have played a part in the torture scandal. The Geneva Conventions and the Torture Treaty placed a legally binding obligation on states that have ratified them to exercise universal jurisdiction over persons accused of grave breaches of the Geneva Conventions. If anyone suspected of involvement in the U.S. torture scandal visits or transits through foreign territories, governments could take legal steps to ensure that such individuals are investigated and charged with applicable crimes. Do you understand what these bastards have done to the United States of America? Do you understand what Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and the rest of these thugs, what they have done to your country and my country? They have turned us into international pariahs. We are like Stalinist Russia. We have become the outlaw. We have become the gunslinger. We have become a state that tortures and murders.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn two or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about one in three people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
Have a bewitching summer at Super 8 and get $250 in discount coupons with every stay. Enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes and you'll have a chance to win 1,000,000 trip rewards points. Or play our online game and you could be one of 600 winners of $100 worth of gas. The Super 8 Stay a Spell sweepstakes. It could turn you into a winner. See Bewitched in theaters soon, and we'll see you along the way. No purchase necessary. Legal residents 18 or older. Ends 9/15. Subject to rules at super8.com.
Preposterous!
If you turn to page 25 of the new Surgeon General's report on bone health, it says our bones require, quote, large amounts of calcium and phosphorus. Like we've been saying, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you were in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Remember how your teachers or maybe your grandparents would tell stories how people came to this country because they wanted to live the American dream? It used to be that hard work and determination would allow you and your family to live that dream, but times have changed. Our country's economic system has stopped working for average Americans. Wages have stagnated while executive pay has skyrocketed. In the last 30 years, workers have seen their average pay increase only 5 cents an hour per year. At the same time, healthcare premiums are forcing families to forego needed medical attention. In the last year alone, wages increased 2.6%, while insurance premiums increased 11%. It's time to change all this, and now you can by joining forces with PurpleOcean.org. PurpleOcean.org welcomes you to stand up to big business along with 1.8 million other workers in America's largest union, the Service Employees International Union, SEIU. Together, we will win the fight against low wages, poor working conditions, and unaffordable health insurance. Together, we will bring back the American dream. Join PurpleOcean.org, and someday we can tell our grandchildren how we made the American dream possible for them too.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Ring of Fire.
In the war on terrorism, this administration is having trouble telling the good guys from the bad guys. I'm Mike Papantonio. This week on Ring of Fire, Bobby Kennedy and I are looking at two cases where the Bush Justice Department is trying to look the other way instead of prosecuting known terrorists. We'll also be here with James Howard Kunstler. He's the author of The Long Emergency, about what happens after we run out of oil. And he says that day's coming soon. Join us on Ring of Fire this weekend on Air America Radio.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. Reg emailed in. It's not Haaretz, it's Haaretz. Thank you, Reg. I don't speak Hebrew, so my bad. the newspaper. And you can read the article that I referenced in that paper by going to MikeMalloy.com, and it's right there under recent show topics. Haaretz. You learn something every night, you know? Thanks, Reg. Or Reg. No, Reg. Rumsfeld. Donald Rumsfeld. Big D, little D, what begins with D? Demon Donnie Rumsfeld. D, D, D. Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld had a Department of Defense briefing today. Big D, little D. What begins with D? Demon Don at the Defense Department. D, 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 D. Rumsfeld. From his opening statement, Rummy was very defensive about the allegations in the Amnesty report that the U.S. military was establishing a new gulag around the world. Rumsfeld.
Yes, there have been instances where detainees had been mistreated while in U.S. custody, sometimes grievously. Rumsfeld. It's also important to remember that the people being detained at Guantanamo are, with good reason, suspected terrorists.
Rumsfeld.
Many, if not most, have been systematically trained to lie and to claim torture.
Rumsfeld.
Much was made recently of a news story falsely accusing service members of flushing a Koran down the toilet. But little has been said about the great lengths that the military go to at Guantanamo Bay to accommodate the religious practices of detainees in their care.
Rumsfeld, care? Care? That's not exactly the term a sane individual would use. Care? So, as Rumsfeld says, it's important to remember that the people being detained at Guantanamo are, with good reason, suspected terrorists. You know, taxi drivers, waiters, people who were sold by warlords, you know. Of 587 people held at Guantanamo, 3 have been brought to trial. Many, Rumsfeld says, if not most, many, if not most, have been systematically trained to lie. Or maybe disassemble when your kneecaps have been beaten away. You're disassembled. That means, I don't know what it means. Much was made, Rumsfeld said recently, of a news story falsely accusing service members of flushing, and then he had to stop saying, oh, that's right, a Koran. Well, Reg, you taught me how to pronounce Haaretz. Send Rumsfeld an email, will you? It's not Koran. Oh, Jesus. Finally, it goes to the Q&A section, right? A crack Defense Department reporter stands up, has a question about the Geneva Convention's treatment of foreign prisoners. Rummy gets even more uptight and obtuse, falling into typical Rummy newspeak gibberish, like the demon he is. The reporter says, what would you say to the idea that the White House decision not to apply the Geneva Convention to the global war on terror has opened up a Pandora's box? On the one hand, sir, you talk about the treatment and the application of the Geneva Convention to the prisoners. Then on the other hand, you have the Geneva Convention's effects on the military. And that it's always reflected honor on the military. What do you say?
When the President and the White House made the announcement, it was very explicit that detainees were to be treated humanely. He said it, I said it, it was communicated directly, and the implication that because you characterized them correctly, in my view, the White House did, that means that you should not treat them in a humane way is simply not an accurate characterization.
It's good to hear from Crazy Old Rummy again, isn't it? The demon At least he didn't wax poetic about bombing the moon or his plan for World War IV robot wars. So here's what he said. And the implication that because you characterize them correctly, in my view, the White House did, that means that you should not treat them in a humane way is simply not an accurate characterization. And then Rummy has a flash of clarity on the Geneva Convention question because he then added this statement. Listen, as this demon, this weapons trader, this shaker of Saddam's hand, this disperser of biological poison justifies the torture at Abu Ghraib. I was waiting for him to compare it to college pranks.
Iraq has always been under the Geneva Conventions because it was a war against a country. And the Geneva Conventions applied from the outset. Obviously, what took place on one shift in Abu Ghraib, not the shift before, not the shift after, but on one shift that took place, was not consistent with the Geneva Convention. And as a result, dozens of people have been prosecuted and are being punished.
Dozens? I know of six who have pled guilty and two who have gone to trial. Okay, as long as it was just the one shift. One shift! One shift! Not the shift before, not the shift after, not the one above or below, not the one back at the back of the room, not the one up here by the chalkboard. Just one shift. Just one. And finally, you're going to love his answer to this reporter's question about Gitmo. The reporter, standing there trembling, his hair now turned to white, his skin all wrinkled. When he walked into the room, he was a young man with dark, wavy hair. But he's in the presence of a demon. And the reporter says,
Have you considered moving the terrorist prison in Cuba to America, Your Honor, given the criticism and given the Supreme Court decision that says there is some review there? Have you considered that, Your Honor? would it have given any advantages of some transparency or maybe better oversight?
There's so much transparency in Gitmo and so much oversight. There have been so many reforms instituted. In the Army, in the Navy, in the Air Force, in the Department of Defense, and the oversight and the attention that's given to what's taking place at Gitmo is extensive. And the implication that it's a gulag is what's wrong, not what's going on at Gitmo.
Oh, my Christ. Oh, my Lord Satan. So it's wrong to imply a report on the fact that prisoners are being tortured and murdered there, as described, for example, in the New York Times. To report the abuse and torture is wrong, but what is actually taking place there, that's okay. Nothing wrong with the abuse, just that it's being reported. And that was another chapter of Bram Stoker's Press Briefing, brought to you by all the demons in hell! One Guantanamo prisoner told a military panel that American troops... This is from London, a military panel in the UK. A prisoner told a military panel that American troops beat him so badly that he now wets his pants. He cannot control his bladder. He said, Americans hit me and beat me up so badly, I believe I'm sexually dysfunctional. I don't know if I'll be able to sleep with my wife or not. I can't control my urination, and sometimes I put toilet paper down there so I won't wet my pants. I point to where the pain is. They take it as a joke and they laugh. Another detainee claimed U.S. troops stripped prisoners in Afghanistan and intimidated them with dogs. With dogs. With dogs. Americans were beating us really hard, he says, and they had dogs behind us, and they said if we didn't say this, they would release the dogs. What is my crime? What did I do? The interrogator was hitting me. I kept telling him, no, I didn't receive any training. I was crying, and finally I told him I did receive training. My hands were tied behind my back, and my knees were on the ground, and my head was bleeding. I was in a lot of pain at that point with all my suffering. If he had asked me if I was Osama bin Laden, I would have said, yes, what is my crime? Because of the United States, my hand is handicapped. I can't work. What is my crime?
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The hysteria has died down over Newsweek's flawed story saying military interrogators flushed a copy of the Quran down a toilet. So let's take a deep breath and look at the big picture. A pattern of prisoner abuse by the American military that is neither humane nor effective at yielding useful intelligence. Bush and company would like us to blame Newsweek and forget the big picture. But new stories about detainee abuse just keep surfacing. This week, MotherJones.com interviews Eric Saar, a former military translator who worked at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Saar gives a chilling first-person account of what happens on the inside. Dehumanizing treatment, inept management, even a PowerPoint presentation instructing translators to ignore the Geneva Conventions. His final verdict? Quote, not humane and not effective, unquote. That's a real cause for hatred on the Muslim street. To read the full interview, go to MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hey, this is Tony Roberts, and I want to know where you're going on your next romantic weekend getaway. Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas at a major strip resort? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas' five-star resort, Soleil. Soleil wants you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic, showcase your strip resort in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Soleil Resorts. Las Vegas is calling. Come on. Get down to Vegas for the time of your life. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 877-5-FUN-FUN. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call within the next 15 minutes, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Call 877-5-FUN-FUN. That's 877-5-FUN-FUN.
How we measure things really matters. Suppose the thermometer in your oven was broken.
Oh no, the cake burned.
What if every yardstick had a different measure for an inch?
Hey, these two walls aren't even.
How about if your tire gauge just didn't work right?
Watch out!
How we measure things really does matter. That's what's so troubling about the federal government's No Child Left Behind law. The way the law measures our students and schools just doesn't work. Many schools are incorrectly labeled failures when they're actually making real academic progress. We're the American Federation of Teachers, and we believe it's time to fix the No Child Left Behind law. For more information, log on to our website at www.aft.org. No Child Left Behind. Let's get it right. A message from the American Federation of Teachers and its New York affiliates.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your Office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is Internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. Now, going back to what Rumsfeld said, this demon who has taken over the body of a white American male, an old white American male, the demon says it's important to remember that the people being detained at Guantanamo are, with good reasons, suspected terrorists. Many, if not most, have been systematically trained to lie. Well, how about, can I inject a little bit of truth here? With only four men charged to date, four, the military trials have been stalled because of appeals in U.S. courts. You know, appeals like, can we call witnesses on our behalf? Can we have lawyers? Since we're being tried in American court, can we have protections afforded to anyone tried in, you know, those kinds of appeals? The Bush crime family said no. We want you totally vulnerable. We want you naked, physically and legally. We want you to stand there with your privates hanging out, and then we are going to make examples of you, you dirty, filthy Muslim. Four men charged to date. The enemy combatant tribunals ended with 38 of 580 detainees ordered released. 20 of them have been freed so far. What does this demon say? It's important to remember that the people being detained at Guantanamo are, with good reason, suspected terrorists. One prisoner said he was in Afghanistan to buy heroin so he could sell it to open a nightclub in Europe. Another said he was a goat herder. Others said they offered false confessions to their captors to make the abuse stop. A 24-year-old detainee said he confessed to giving a militant group the names and serial numbers of security personnel assigned to Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai, but, quote, I said this under torture. He described how an American interrogator, quote, threatened me with a gun in my mouth. Another Muslim prisoner from Uzbekistan talked of the abuse he had suffered and how when he begged for mercy, he was given a Bible, not a Quran. Another one said, when I was in the Kandahar prison, the interrogator accused me of receiving training in mortars. He beat me. As he was hitting me, I kept telling him, no, I didn't receive training. I was crying, and finally I told him I did receive the training. My hands were tied behind my back, and my knees were on the ground, and my head was bleeding. I was in a lot of pain. Americans were beating us really hard, and they had dogs behind us, and they said they would let the dogs tear us apart. And then the article from London says, while most of the prisoners denied the accusations that led to their imprisonment, some freely admitted joining the Taliban because they felt their country had been invaded. One detainee, accused of asking Afghan soldiers for guns to fight Americans, said it seemed like they were keeping and detaining innocent people. So the Afghans wanted to fight to free their countrymen. And then it says this. Listen, this is demon justice. Detainees sought to call witnesses from abroad to vouch for them during the tribunals. You know, I wasn't fighting. I was doing this. Let me call my witnesses. The requests for this were rejected as irrelevant. And witnesses that were approved by the U.S. military didn't appear because requests to their government to track them down got no response. In more than 3,500 pages of testimony, the only witnesses are other detainees. One detainee said, all the rules in the United States and in the world, the person is innocent until he is proven to be guilty. But here, with Americans, we are guilty until we are proven innocent. One prisoner told the tribunal that some of his fellow detainees at Guantanamo are sick and elderly. He said, quote, I found my brothers being tortured in Kandahar and here. This is who we are. If you can't understand this, I can't walk around 24/7 thinking about this either. You know, I'll go mad. I'll go insane. I get too many images of old footage on the History Channel of the judgment at Nuremberg, the trials at Nuremberg, where the Nazi war criminals were put in the dock, and they were tried, and it went on for months and months and months, and some of them were hanged, and some of them committed suicide, and some were sentenced to long prison terms. And I think about the trials that were brought years later, when people like Eichmann were tracked down and brought to justice in Israel. And I think of this, and I think to myself, oh, my God, I can't think about this. I can't. This is not America. This is not my country. That's not what we're about. We're the good guys. We're John Wayne. We're Audie Murphy. We're, people like that. You know, the old movies. Semper Fi. Not Sieg Heil. Semper Fi. Sieg Heil. Semper Fi. Sieg Heil. Semper Fi? Sieg Heil. And I can't handle it. How do you handle it? How do you handle it, Truth Seeker? How do you do it? What do you do? Do you block it? I try to block it. I do. I try to block it. I play with Molly. I fill up the bird feeder. We sit on the back porch and we watch. We get cardinals. We get woodpeckers. Can you believe this? Yeah, we get woodpeckers. Lots of blue jays. We get doves. We get all sorts of wrens and sparrows. We get chipmunks that come underneath the bird feeder I have hanging from one of the trees behind my house. And the bird, the seed falls out and the chipmunks and the squirrels and even sometimes robins come hopping in to, the chipmunks are so cute. The squirrels are just rats. You know, tree rats. Or there's a creek behind my house. And when it rains real hard, it'll flood into my backyard, and it freaks me out. So I get out there, as old as I am, with a pickaxe and shovel and start digging, so the creek will flow. Just don't flood my yard. I'll do anything to not think about what my country has become. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today, free.
Offer extended to June 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
Top three reasons I'm getting a new veranda deck?
Number 3, looks like wood, but it's not. That boggles my mind. I like that. Number 2, splinters, warping, cracking. No, no, and no. And the number 1 reason, low maintenance equals relaxing, which is why I got a deck.
Now through June 8th, you'll get a free $50 manufacturer mail-in rebate for every $500 you spend on veranda composite decking, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in the continental U.S. only. See store for details.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. More than a dozen homes in Laguna Beach, California have either been destroyed or badly damaged in a massive landslide. Many of those families evacuated have taken shelter at a local high school. Mike Morris reports.
Teenager Ray Cerna describes what happened as she was asleep in her home located just below Flamingo Road.
I woke up and I heard a loud crashing noise, and then I heard like a lot of commotion, and then I heard sirens and then banging on the doors, like the neighbors were going around telling us to move our cars because there was mud coming.
Evacuees may have to stay at Laguna Beach High's gymnasium for the next couple of nights. In Laguna Beach, I'm Mike Morris.
Homes slid down the hillside and utility poles came crashing down on vehicles. A geological expert said that record rainfall this past winter is likely to be the main cause for what took place in California. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met Wednesday with Iraqi Foreign Minister Hashyar Zebari in Washington. Afterwards, Zebari said he and Rice talked about his request to the UN to keep the U.S.-led multinational force in place in his country.
We need an extension because this is an Iraqi need more than anything else. We are working very hard to build our military and security capabilities.
He said his government has talked to Syria about helping stem the flow of insurgents passing through Damascus into Iraq. He said his government is writing a new constitution that will be all-inclusive and added that his government is preparing to chair the International Conference on Iraq to be held in Brussels later this month. Zebari said Iraq would ask for political, economic, and security assistance at the conference. South African President Thabo Mbeki has held meetings with President Bush at the White House. The discussion focused on mediation efforts in Ivory Coast and Burundi and relief efforts in Darfur. President Bush says Washington is committed to helping deal with the crisis in the western Sudanese region.
Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, with my concurrence, declared the situation a genocide. Our government has put a lot of money to help deal with the human suffering there.
Mbeki says the crisis in Darfur should ultimately be the responsibility of African nations and the African Union. The U.S. Air Force Academy Wednesday graduated its 47th class. The grads officially became second lieutenants at a time when the Academy has faced publicity problems, namely a sexual assault scandal and allegations of religious intolerance. But brand new Lieutenant Emily Hagan of Wichita, Kansas says better days are ahead for the Air Force.
I think it's been blown out of proportion. I haven't encountered any negative experiences in my 4 years here, and it's been great. The guys here are great. The girls here are great. It's just been awesome, and I hope get the word out that it's changing. The climate's changing.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Mark Felt's family wanted to reveal that he was deep throat before he died because they wanted him to have a chance to be recognized as a hero for standing up for the independence of the FBI, for blowing the whistle on a corrupt White House, and for giving us the best lesson we've ever had about the importance of protecting confidential sources. So far, the conservatives have called him a traitor, a hypocrite, a snake, and worse. The deep throat unveiling is shining a bright light on the chasm between the right wing and mainstream America. We watch it unfold on Thursday's Rachel Maddow Show, here on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Still with me? My God, this is a late crew now, right? We usually manage to keep people for a couple of hours, but Jesus, the third hour, you're still here? Okay. All right. Well, this is the best part of the program. All right. Just one little thing here, unrelated to the program so far, and then we're going to go to your phones, phone calls, and Jay in Atlanta is going to be the first one, but we're not. Just give me one more second here. I just got an email from, is it Ray in Florida? We talked about this story maybe 10 days ago, and Ray writes, Mike, tonight the official start of the hurricane season, the local CBS affiliate in Miami ran a story about a bill Rick Santorum is pushing in the Senate to make it illegal for the National Weather Service to transmit information directly to the public. This will force people and TV and radio and newspapers to use the services of private information providers like AccuWeather or the National, or what's it, the Weather Channel, who charge a fee for redistributing data gathered from the National Weather Service and other government-owned and operated satellite and radar facilities. Privatizing weather is how the news report described it. During last year's hurricane season, the National Weather Service website had 9 billion hits, according to the report on CBS television in Miami. If the Santorum bill goes through, they would be forced to shut it down, the National Weather Service website. What will ensue is not exactly mutual assured destruction, but it is maddening nonetheless. Another Republican recipe for chaos and more loss of life. Smug Santorum says he sees no place for the government in providing services that can be delivered by the private sector. It would be interesting to find out how much money AccuWeather pumped into the Santorum campaign coffers. Well, actually, Ray, we did some research, and it's in the tens of thousands of dollars. This is the same guy who takes home a baby corpse, a 20-week-old miscarried because his wife decided to go ahead and take the drug to expel the fetus. And when the fetus was expelled from her womb, she and Rick slept with the corpse and then took it home so their children could play with it for a couple of days. This is a madman. This is an insane man. This is Santorum the Necromancer. These are ghouls. I've said this before, Ray. What kind of a man, what kind of a sick human being could do that? Now, as far as the weather thing is concerned, yeah, that's very Santorum. It's very Republican. It's very proto-Nazi. This is what they're about. You know, why should it be free service? Why should anything, like he says, you know, why should you have something free? Why should the government be involved? Private weather forecasting? Private Food and Drug Administration? Private armies? Private nuclear bombs? Privatized everything! Private accounts for your Social Security? Ah, make it all private! You know, I get emails a lot of times. People say, Mike, why do you use the term sons of bitches so much on the radio? Why do you use the term bastards so much on the radio? You know, it's hard for me to listen to your program because, you know, I have children. My son is 23 and my daughter's 19. And when we try to listen to your program and you use words like that, it's difficult. It's really difficult to hear you use those words. We expect you to use words like oops, I can't say that. I know. I understand. Rick Santorum will probably be reelected. He's a Republican. And the people of Pennsylvania love him. They love Rick. Hey, Rick! Hey, man! Sleep with any fetal corpses lately? Huh? Hey, Rick, get rid of this National Weather Service crap. We don't want free weather reports. Oh, Christ, no. We want to pay for them, Rick. Yeah. Yeah, and we don't want any more highways. We want toll roads, Rick. And we don't want any more bridges and dams. We want them all, if you want to take a bridge, you got to pay money. This is what we've become. You know, he's got a photo. According to the report that was in, Washington Post. Big report. I shared it with you the other night. To me, he's a sick individual who takes home a little dried up blue corpse and has your little children, your living children, play with a corpse. Who does that? Who does that? Who does that? On his desk, according to the Post, he has a picture of this corpse. A picture of this dead baby, almost baby, 20 weeks, a corpse. You know, when I did the story the other night, I was thinking maybe his wife could get implanted with one of Bush's tiny little snowflakes. Right? Why don't they do that? It's a win-win for everybody. You know, there's some stem cells that won't be used to find cures for diseases. There's an embryo that won't be flushed down some, hyper-cold toilet somewhere. And the Santorums might be able to have a live baby instead of a dead one to play with. Wouldn't that be fun? That's a triple win. What do you think? Am I being too hard on the cannibalistic necromancing senator from Pennsylvania? Hi, kids. Meet your new sister. She's dead, but that doesn't mean anything. Here, catch. Daddy, can we take her to show and tell? Okay. That'd be good. My God. Am I crossing the line by saying this? Talking about this? Jesus, I hope so. I hope so. Let's do some phone calls. Jay is calling from Atlanta. I've been holding on for 2 hours. Jay, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, it's so hard to focus on any one thing when you got that. I'll do that. The main thing I want to focus on is the fact that we're going to have a leadership vacuum of leadership if any real impeachment movings go forward. We're talking about 9/11, Iraq, the Downing Street memo, the Amnesty International report. We and no one's addressing that. People like, you know, call your show and they say things like, what's it going to take to get people off their ass, and et cetera, et cetera. And have you thought about that? We're going to have a vacuum leadership?
Well, here's the only scenario I see that would work is in a year from now, a year and 5 months from now, whenever it is, the 2006 election, that the Democrats regain control of the House and the Senate, and I mean substantial control, and immediately begin in the House impeachment proceedings. By gaining control of the House and the Senate, Nancy Pelosi then becomes Speaker of the House. She will be third in line to be president. They impeach Bush and Cheney, throw the bastards out on the street. Pelosi then nominates a vice president, and subject to approval by the Senate. This is what Gerald Ford did with Nelson Rockefeller. You know, there was a time after Nixon resigned where we had a president and vice president of the United States, neither of whom had been elected. The first and only time in the history of this republic, we had the top two executive officers of the country were there by virtue of appointment, not by election. So there's precedent for this. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Pelosi becomes Speaker of the House. She's third in line to succeed, and then she assigns someone to be approved by the Senate to be the vice president, and we get through until 2008, and then the Republicans are turned back into the scum and swine and backbenchers that they so richly deserve.
One last point sort of on that topic. I told you before I have a manuscript I was hoping to get you to read. I'm willing to give you $200, and I'll even go as high as $700 if that's what it'll take to get you to read this thing. It's just that important.
Jesus.
Stop
it! Did you send it to me yet?
I sent the introduction inside that bag, the tote bag, remember?
Oh, my God, how long ago was that? You know, I have to be honest with you. I try. My intentions are good. I realize the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I have maybe 150 CDs and DVDs that I promised people I'd watch
that's
or listen
to.
Money doesn't do it. Come on, stop. That's an insult. Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
The only thing I can tell you is I will make an effort. I haven't stopped making an effort. It's just damn near impossible. But I will try. I swear to God I will try, Jay, okay?
Do I ever wonder what it would be like if everyone had Dennis Kucinich's character? You'd be quite a useless person. I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, well, that's very true. Hey, take care. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry about the manuscript. Damn, I'm sorry. I'm serious. I'm sorry. I tell people I'll do things, and then there's just no time. Maybe it's because I have a 10-month-old. I don't know. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of the Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it. That you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-one past the hour. Tom is calling from New Jersey. Tom, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Tom. All right, let's put Tom on hold and try again in a second. Let's go to John in New York City. John, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Well, Mike, I appreciate your forthrightness. It seems that too many people want to succumb to the blandishments of the body and soul pod people, you know, and the corporate media propaganda.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
And Mark Twain talked about it. He said, paraphrasing, that many people thank God for the lies that the crooked politicians, the newspapers, and the preachers tell them so they can sleep well at night as their government slaughters defenseless people thousands of miles away. And he was talking about what we did to the Philippines. And
right.
And,
yeah, during this, the Civil War that broke out following the Spanish-American War. Yeah, we were brutal there.
Right. And you know, I think that, you know, I'm looking back and I see a lot of similarities to how many people are pretending to oppose the everything that you've said, these murderous beasts, these Hitlerian Darth Vader world dominating war criminals, and this Bush gang are taking some of the same kinds of lines that prolonged the Vietnam War and killed 3 million people over there and strung the American public along with slogans such as, we can't cut and run, we must
right.
stabilize, we cannot, there's going to be violence if we leave. And it turned out that the guys that were saying this, over and above the objections of the majority of the people in the anti-war movement who said, bring the troops home now, immediate withdrawal, that they were being funded by the CIA, and they had a fake liberal cover. This was the New Republic at that time. It's made pretensions about being a liberal at the time. Others in the anti-war movement, they turned out to be subsidized, financed secretly by the CIA.
Right.
Then influencing other hapless, naive liberals and the general public at large. And I think Bush was approached by Cheney before this long-planned war, long before 9/11. Bush probably said, do you think we get away with it? These lies probably might leak out sometime. And Cheney says, don't worry about it. We've got the corporate media in our pocket, and we've got the fake liberals. After we lie them into this war, they will reward us for lying them and sapping and suckering them into this war by saying we've got to stay there, instead of saying, oh, how dare you? We're going to impeach and jail you when we find ourselves going in the wrong direction. We're not going to step on the gas further in that direction and turn around. We're going to go deeper in. And we're getting that from everyone from, weasels like Thomas Friedman. And I must say, even people on this station, on this network, who after acknowledging that this is a war for empire plunder, that we're committing atrocities, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and when you include the embargo, the torture, the sodomy, the rape, the irradiation of the countryside, the people and our soldiers with these radioactive munitions. Well, what do we do? The same types of slogans that strung the American people along for 10 years are now being again repeated. Well, we can't leave. We've got to stabilize the situation. And I think this is very dangerous. And the acceptance of the basic big lie that this has something to do with a freedom and democracy, whether tactically efficiently done or not, it's nothing. It's totally ridiculous. ZMAG.org has some independent journalists who've been pointing out that the things that the Iraqi people voted for in this totally misrepresented election, over the totally fraudulent election, was to get the United States out of their country and
right.
to completely reverse the privatization policies that were pushed down their throat by Bremer and the Bush and the Pentagon and these new laws that were put into effect. The winning alliance, Iraqi alliance, United Iraqi Alliance over there, which was the big winner, pretended to be for these things until after they got elected. This was totally at variance with the image of the United States media is portraying, that these purple thinkers were an expression of love for the chance for democracy. They said, get out and stop trying to take over our resources. That puppet little coalition over there, of course, never meant to put these things into effect. But the point is that the polls overwhelmingly show that the vast majority of the people over there want us out of there. They consider us aggressors, occupiers, not liberators.
Oh, sure. Right.
And so, I think that we've got to realize that there's a lot of propaganda going on.
Well, I think you're right, John. We're coming up on a break here. I think you're absolutely right. And I know that there are people who broadcast on this network who don't share the view that we need to get the hell out of there, and I really have nothing to say about that. I take a very strong position of troops out now, and other people on this network I understand don't have such a position, but that's their program, that's their gig, that's what they do. Hey, listen, thanks, John. I appreciate it. Quick break here, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Discovery Channel's new series, Big, happily exploits our nation's unending desire to supersize. This week, it's a movie lover's main course, the cinema staple, popcorn and piles of it, as Frank Payne and his team try to create the world's largest popcorn popper. Why? Because we can. An all-new Big, tomorrow at 9, only on the Discovery Channel.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Hi, I'm Catherine Lanford, co-host of the Al Franken Show. Join me Sunday, June 5th at 1 p.m.
for a special presentation of Liberal Arts, an hour of conversation and performance you won't hear anywhere else but here on Air America Radio. We'll talk to actor and novelist Eric Bogosian and writer Jonathan Lethem and hear the rock and roll of Willie Nile. Remember, Liberal Arts, Sunday, June 5th, 1 p.m. here on Air America Radio.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Eric is calling from Minnesota. Eric, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Yo, Eric.
Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. sounds like Rummy's taking the first step in actually admitting that the abuses had gone on.
Do you get that impression? I get the impression that he's saying no such thing ever happened. He does make the statement that there have been instances. But that's a perfunctory statement on his part. I don't think he gives a tinker's damn. And it's his way of dismissing the charges by admitting to maybe isolated incidences. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. They acknowledge the crime and move on.
Right.
And I've done my part here. I've contacted the House Judiciary Committee. I've contacted all my state reps, and I've done my part. They all know what I think about this president. This installed president. That's my two cents. I hope other people in my state do the same.
I hear you loud and clear. Thanks, Eric. I appreciate you checking in. You know, a moment ago, I said that the first and only time in this country we had an appointed president and vice president, Ford and Rockefeller, and it just occurred to me that's insane. We just had one. Same way, appointed in 2000, right? Bush and Cheney. I think you knew what I meant because I didn't get a lot of emails, so I guess you all knew what I meant by that. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, welcome to the program.
Hello there.
The woman with
the first time for Ford and Rockefeller. This is the second time.
Yeah. Well, that's what I just said.
Yeah. A couple of things. That did you happen to watch Meet the Press on Sunday with all the races and tennis matches and whatnot? It wasn't in its usual time slot in my neighborhood.
No, we didn't see it.
Well, they had an interesting group on there. There was Luger and Nunn and Keene and Hamilton from the 9/11, and even Fred Thompson, the former senator from Tennessee. I think he was there to put a disclaimer in for Law and Order and their T-shirts for Tom DeLay or whatever the hell that was all about.
Right.
But at the end of the show, you know how they sometimes have their history moment?
Yes.
I can't tell you the guy's name. He was the governor of Iowa back in 1958, November, I do believe. And they ran your favorite ditty from that time slot, Duck and Cover.
Yeah.
And then the governor says, after they showed the turtle, disappearing into a shell.
Right.
That after an A-bomb attack, you should get out your vacuum cleaner and sweep the rug good and then throw the stuff outside and make sure to take a good shower.
Right.
And Russer just sat there with, you know, what kind of a look on his face.
Yeah.
And aren't you going
to
say...
Well, Russer is helping to bring that nightmare into reality with his... With his program, Meet the Oppressed.
Meet the Oppressed?
Yeah, because he's such a media whore, and he parades these thugs on his program every week, refuses to pin them down with deliberate pointed questions about the policies that they are putting in place, and in not pinning them down, in not demanding answers, he is behaving like the rest of American media and hastening the day when the Bush crime family will decide it's okay to use nukes in a preemptive way. We're on the road to hell, Marge.
It blows my mind. Yeah, and a friend of mine told me there's an article on Salon.com co-authored by, I know he's not one of your favorite people, but Ralph Nader and somebody named Kevin Zeese, Z-E-E-S-E.
About the impeachment idea.
Yeah,
I've read it. Yeah.
Oh, have you? Okay. But what really I wanted to add to the mix, you know, after his Nibs had his very illuminating press conference and all the stuff, there was an op-ed piece in the Chicago Tribune on Monday by a Derek Z. Jackson. He's a syndicated columnist from Boston someplace.
Yeah, Boston Globe. I read him a lot. I like his work.
And the article was about the deceitful reporting of the death of Pat Tillman.
Yes.
And this line, heading the second paragraph, this was about the latest lie in the war on terrorizing the truth.
Mm, there you go.
And that's where we're at. I mean, that's your war on terrorism.
Yeah, it's you're absolutely right. Derek Jackson's absolutely right. It's terrorizing the truth. That's what these people are doing. And as Bush so coyly and yet candidly admitted the other day when he was given a speech, you know, he has to keep repeating things over and over and over and over and over again so he can get over the hurdle of propaganda. I mean, these guys tore page after page after page out of the Nazi playbook. And, you know, you remember back in Chicago, I said this 7 years ago, 6 years ago.
Yep.
And here it is. You know, you don't have to be a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the first words out of his mouth in that little go-around was that the economy is strong. Right about the same time, Putin was putting this Tartarovsky, whatever, the oil czar from Russia.
In prison.
In prison for 9 years.
Right, yeah.
In essence, he was nationalizing the oil industry in Russia.
Absolutely.
Because I think that this oil czar, whatever his name was in the process of negotiating a deal with our oil men or the multinational oil company,
yeah,
which basically is Bush.
Right, right, exactly. Kardakovsky, whatever his name is. I'm not very good with Russian names. That's why I had a hell of a time trying to read the Brothers Karamazov. I called them the Brothers Karamazov for years. But anyway,
close enough.
Yeah, right. Putin has thoroughly pissed off the oil establishment here, which includes people like Cheney and Bush, and that's one of the reasons that Wolfowitz now heads the World Bank. This puts Wolfowitz in a position to deny any sort of assistance, any sort of investment, any sort of however they want to describe it. To the Russians to develop state-controlled oil fields or what have you. That's one of the reasons Wolfowitz is there, so that not just Russia but other countries, you know, Wolfowitz, this warmonger, and everybody on the planet knows he's a warmonger, so he brings with him this mantle of fear and destruction and death, so it's going to be hard for these countries to deal with him. But you know, whoever put the idea out there that Putin's jailing after a so-called trial of the oil czar had something to do with smacking the hell out of the United States is absolutely right.
You know, Bush thinks that he can control and bamboozle the liberal media in this country, but he can't do that around the world. There's still a few people that, you know, they're serving their own interests, and they're not buying his baloney.
That's right. That's very right.
And so it's going to come up and bite him sooner, not later, I hope.
Yeah, I hope too.
In the meanwhile, we just got to take a deep cleansing breath.
Okay. And, what the hell are we supposed to breathe?
Well,
no, I hear you.
You keep bringing up those salient points. I mean, my God, you know.
All right.
The air is only filled with smoke and smog, and the water is filled with mercury and like that, but what the hell?
I'll take a deep breath.
be good.
All right. Thanks, Marge. You have a nice evening.
Take care.
All right. Back at you. Oh, God. William is calling from Cincinnati. William, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, good to talk to you again, Mike. Bring the troops home now.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think the people who realize what we're in there now, they were against the war, quite realize that Bush administration is going to do nothing to aid our people in fixing the place up so that the people quit fighting, the Iraqis are quit fighting. So it's just bring them out and, you know, and unfortunately it's a terrible situation for the Iraqi people. What I really wanted to call about is I was just thinking of something, how we're going to wind up with a military dictatorship. I think what's going to happen, I think you're right, I think Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld are stupid enough and insane enough to actually attack North Korea and Iran with nukes. If they do that, I think the military's going to say, hey, no, we're not going to allow that and put an end to it.
I hope you're right, but, you know, when I look at the people who are in command and control positions in the United States military now, Abizaid, Myers, the rest of these people, I wonder. There was a time when the U.S. military maintained or tried to maintain its independence while at the same time following the chain of command as ordered by the United States Constitution. But there also came a time, and I guess it started in the maybe in the Reagan years, and maybe in the Bush 1 years, when the top command positions were filled by officers who were willing to toe the party line, who were willing to become ideologues for the flying monkey right, for the Republicans. You have generals now, multi-star generals, who are saying that the war in Iraq is a war between the Christ followers, that's us, and the Satan followers, that's the Muslims. That's how bad it's got. So I hope you're right, William. I hope the military will make a stand against this insanity if it comes up. But I don't know. It's a big question mark. William, I have to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Quick break. We'll be right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
1.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Like Omega.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Mike Malloy Show, you are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Ten before the hour. Thanks to the usual highwaymen and outlaws who put this program together, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac and David Fizikas in New York, Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Elgin, Illinois, Mark Marshall, New York State, Jim in Arkansas, and She Who Must Be Obeyed, Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Brandon is calling from Cincinnati. Brandon, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. This is Brandon. I heard you yesterday. You played a clip of Bush saying that freedom of religion leads to peace, and then you called him a half-wit for saying that, and you said that it...
No. You got me seriously confused with someone else. I haven't played... I don't think I've ever played a clip like that. Have we, Kathy? Ever played it? Not that I remember. Let's assume that I did. What's the point?
Well... I was just wondering, I mean, because I swear I heard it last night on your show.
Okay.
With Mike Malloy, and I wanted to know how freedom of religion doesn't lead to peace.
Religion is one of the most destructive forces.
No, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about freedom of religion.
Let me answer your question, or I'm just going to hang up on you. Religion is one of the most destructive forces ever invented by the human mind. If you doubt that, look at history. Now, as far as a global history, now, as far as freedom of religion is concerned, at best, that's a lie. There's not a religion on this earth who is willing to state categorically, with the possible exception maybe of Hinduism or perhaps Buddhism, but most Westerners don't consider those religions. They consider them some kind of spooky hocus pocus. But the Jews, the Muslims, the Christians, so many religions will tell you, especially the Christians say this, that theirs is the only one that matters. Is the only one that, if you don't subscribe to Christianity, your ass is going to burn forever in a lake of fire and so on and so forth. So stating that a Christian believes in freedom of religion is an absolute lie. A Christian does not believe in freedom of religion. If a Christian is truly a Christian, by that I mean follows a Christian religion, he or she will tell you categorically, flat out to your face, that Christ said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So all other religions are false. So there's no such thing. When Bush talks about freedom of religion, or any of these thugs talk about freedom of religion, they're lying, and they're hoping that America will sit back and go, oh, yeah, well, they're talking about freedom of religion. You understand what I'm saying, Brandon?
Yeah, I understand it to a certain extent, and I do agree with what you say to a certain extent, as far as I myself am a Christian, but I believe that there are many different roads to God, and for somebody to tell me that there's just too many people out there to say that one religion is going to lead to the devil.
You say you're a Christian. Do you believe then that a Muslim is going to join you in heaven after he dies?
That's a question that I have to answer after I die. But I mean,
No. Come on, that's a cop out. That's a cop out. Either you believe it or you don't believe it. You just said that you believe there are other ways to. I'm paraphrasing, to know God. Do you believe a Muslim is going to be in heaven with you after you die? And be able to gaze on the countenance of Jesus and or God and say, do you believe that or not?
Yes, if they're following their religion with their full heart.
Okay, if you believe that, then you're not a Christian. Because it states categorically in your text, not my text, pal, in your holy text, that is the Bible.
The
Bible. It states categorically that the only way a person is going to get in heaven is through the acceptance of Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ, Jesus as their personal Savior, and the blood of Christ as having washed them clean of sins, and yada, yada, yada. Now, a Muslim doesn't believe that, nor does a Jew, nor does a Hindu, nor does a Buddhist. So, you're telling me then that these people who do not believe, who reject Christ as the Son of God, that they're going to go to heaven? According to your religion? No, sir. No, sir. Now get straight with your own religion.
Hold on one second. I want to say that a lot of people came here for freedom of religion, and that's
all right. Well, you're getting way off the track, but I understand what you're saying, Brandon. I'm glad you called. I got a boogie because we're just about out of time. Thanks a lot, pal. I appreciate you checking in. I hate doing church this late at night, but anyone who says they're a Christian and follows the text, the holy text, cannot, not at bottom, believe that anyone other than the people who confessed their belief in Christ will ever make it into heaven. Come on, you all know that. You know that. Alana is calling from Pennsylvania. Is it Alana?
Hello?
Yes, Alana.
Alana, yeah.
Now, welcome to the program, Alana.
Thank you. I enjoy your show, but I must take issue with the Rick Santorum.
Isn't he a sick dog? My God, taking home a baby corpse, making your 4-year-old and your 6-year-old play with a corpse.
Are you familiar with Dan Savage, the columnist?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, he writes a columnist in a weekly newspapers, and for the last year, he's had a definition of Rick Santorum.
Uh-huh.
Which is very apt, and I don't, I'll be very brief.
We only got about 15 seconds.
Well, I've got it here, okay? It's a frothy mix of lube and fecal matter.
Alana, goodbye. You creeped me out. What a hell of a way to end the program. I have no idea what you just said. I heard something about anal sex. Ah! Not that there's anything wrong with that. But not at this hour of the night, not after 3 hours of doing this program. So, Alana, wherever you're going with that, go there by yourself, okay? Thanks a lot for participating tonight. I appreciate it, however you did that. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering expose of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800